Exclusive American Workers Irate with Trump Over Utterly Disappointing Pro-Outsourcing Plan. By John Binder on January 14, 2019. American workers who have had their jobs outsourced to foreign workers and offshore to foreign countries are very irate over President Trump's recent support for more U.S. job outsourcing through the H-1B visa program, advocates tell Breitbart News. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans a year potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. In a Twitter post last week, Trump reversed course on his Buy American, Hire American executive order, saying he wants to offer a pathway to U.S. citizenship to the hundreds of thousands of foreign workers living in the country on the H-1B visa. H-1B holders in the United States can rest assured that changes are soon coming which will bring both simplicity and certainty to your stay, including a potential path to citizenship, Trump said. We want to encourage talented and highly skilled people to pursue career options in the U.S. American workers are outraged by the betrayal. Protect U.S. workers attorney Sarah Blackwell exclusively told Breitbart News on SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Sunday. Blackwell and outsourced American workers rallied with Trump in 2016 on the campaign trail, where the crowds cheered as then-candidate Trump blasted multinational corporations like Disney for laying off Americans and replacing them with foreign workers. Myself and two other of my clients would speak at President Trump's rallies, completely against everything that tweet says, Blackwell said. We endorsed him, he said exactly the opposite of what that tweet says. So that was so utterly disappointing, it made me cry. Jay Palmer, a visa fraud expert and whistleblower against Indian outsourcing firm Infosys, exclusively told Breitbart News that he hoped Trump was aware of what the pro-outsourcing plan would do to American workers who have yet to be laid off and replaced. I really hope our president understands the ramifications of this potential action, Palmer said. The H-1B program is full of bribery, fraud, and the exploitation of workers in plain modern-day indentured servitude, not to mention the pillaging of American jobs. Online, Trump was blasted by pro-American worker groups like Save American Information Technology Jobs, which chronicles and tracks the outsourcing and offshoring of U.S. jobs to foreign workers in foreign countries. Blackwell said Trump's lack of reforms to restrict corporations from outsourcing American workers' jobs through the H-1B visa program have already turned off a number of former supporters. Should there be no reforms in his first term, Blackwell said many will drop off the Trump train entirely in time for the 2020 presidential election. I'm being called by thousands of people on a regular basis being fired and replaced by these high-skilled people. They're not, it's a business model where they are pouring in this cheap labor so that the CEOs can make billions of dollars in bonuses and it is not. The H-1B has not been used as a high-skilled visa, Blackwell said. A lot of American workers have already jumped off the Trump train, Blackwell continued. This tweet that he put out, I think was one of the all of the American workers that I deal with, they were all very irate about that. Business attempted to outsource nearly 420,000 American jobs in fiscal year 2018 to H-1B foreign workers rather than hiring U.S. workers. As Breitbart News previously reported, more than 2.7 million H-1B foreign workers have been approved to come to the U.S. to take American jobs between 2007 and 2017. During that same period, businesses tried to outsource almost 3.5 million American jobs to foreign workers instead of hiring Americans. Nearly 70% of all H-1B foreign workers replacing Americans are young, Indian male nationals. About 4 million young Americans enter the workforce each year, many looking for white-collar jobs in the STEM fields. Those Americans' prospects of finding work are crippled by the country's legal immigration process, which admits more than 1.5 million immigrants and hundreds of thousands of foreign visa workers annually. Already, the wage-cutting business scheme has led to foreign-born workers overwhelmingly outnumbering Americans in the tech industry in Silicon Valley, California. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.